Okay, so as we conclude the Rambam for the week, the truth is that this next passage in the Rambam really brings everything together. The idea of Gimel Cheshbonos, Hayachid VeHamedina VeChol Olam Kulo, as well as the idea of Cheshbon Kialdeos, as well as the idea that we've been talking about Mechza Al Mechza, in cases both of Toal Rishonos and Beinoni. To really appreciate this Rambam, we have to look at the Makar for the Rambam, which is pointed out by everybody. First and foremost, the Kesef Mishnah, right, is based on the Gemara Masach LeKiddushin, the very bottom of Mem Aleph onto Mem Amud Beis. So let's read the Gemara, and we'll appreciate how the Rambam really broke through here. So Tana Rabbanu LeOlam, Yira Adam Atzmo Kilu Chatzio Chayev Chatzio Zakai Asam Mitzvachas Ashrav Sheichrio. Shechriya atzma lekav zchos avar aveir achas oilo shechriyas atzma lekav chova shenemar vechote echad yove tova harbe kohelas bishvil chet yechidi shechata oved mimenu tovos harbe. So Blazer Rabbi Shimon Omer further lefisha olam nidon acharubo v'yachin nidon acharubo asa mitzachas ashrab shechriyas atzmo ve'es kol ha'olam lekav zchos. Here you see two levels, not the level of Medina. Avar ve'achas oilo shechrias atzmo ve'esko olam lekav chova shenemar v'chote echad yabed tova harbe bishul chet yechidi she'asa ze avar mimenu mikol ha'olam tova harbe. Okay, so that's the Gemara, and the Gemara presents it right as this idea that a person has to understand that he's chatzio zakai v'chatzio chayev and even the entire world in that fashion, and hopefully he does the right thing and he's machrias atzmo. And, Rachman al-Utzlan, vice versa. So here we have the Rambam. Let's just remind ourselves of one line. The Rambam says, I take that to mean that the Kedusha Sayyom of Rosh Hashanah is very much tied in with that. The Kedusha Sayyant of Rosh Hashanah is tied up with Malchios. That's why we integrate with Malchios in the Kedusha Sayyom, Melech al Kol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. So here we go with the Rambam. Afal Pishat Kiyashov Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKasav Ramez Yesh Bo Kelomar Uri Yeshenu Mishinaschem V'nerdamim Hakitu Mitir Demaschem Chipsu Maseichem V'chizru B'tshuva V'zichru Barachem. Right, that this is sort of the nature of human beings. Elu hashochachem es ha'emes be'avalei hazman v'shokin kol shnasam behevel v'arik ha'shelo yoel v'lo yatzel habitu l'nafsho seichem v'hitivu darcheichem aleichem v'yazov kol achan v'kem darko ha'ro ha'machshuvasu ha'shar lo tova. So given that that is human nature, that we're prone to shichacha, we're prone to distraction be'avalei hazman. So the fikach, as a consequence of our distractible, fragmented lives, sarech kol adam shir atzma kol hashana kulo kiilu chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayev v'chein kol olam chetzio zakai v'chetzio chayev. We have to understand what the stakes are. We have to try to motivate ourselves by understanding that at all times, all is hanging in the balance, and in particular at this time of year, b'yamtiv shel Rosh Hashanah. And here the Rambam inverts the Gemara. Chata chayde achad, right? We started with asa mitzah achas, hareach riyas atzmo v'eskolom kulo. Lekav zchus. The Rambam looks in the other direction. Chata chayde achad, hareach riyas atzmo v'eskolom kulo. Lekav chova. And then, v'garam lo hashchasa. I can't but think, especially based on the reference earlier in the perek to the Mabul, right? Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as hadam ba'aretz, that the Rambam is obviously referring here to the Mabul, v'garam lo hashchasa, v'yar l'kim esar t'vinei nishchasa, k'etz kol basar ba'al abdefanai, k'im al'aretz chamas mipneihem, v'nini mashchisam esa aretz. So those three words are extra. V'garam lo hashchasa, the Rambam is saying it's happened before. Now what about the inverse? Awesome, it's achas, harei yichriyas atzma, v'zkolam kulo l'kav zchos, v'garam lo v'lohem, tshuwa v'hatzala. Right? Again, language not found in the Gemara, tshuva v'hatzala, shenemar v'tzadik yisod olam, right? Based on in the pasuk in Mishlei Achrei Sufa v'in Rasha, after the storm, right? The Rasha is not going to be standing. V'tzadik yisod olam, I can clearly reference to the tzadik tamim in our parsha, right? v'tzadik yisar olam zesh et tzadak yichriya es kol olam l'chus v'hitzilo. In other words, okay, he wasn't able to save the other human beings, but at least the continuity of the world. So basically, what the Rambam is saying, and then we'll continue on Mirza Shem Monday with the Umi Pnei in Yan Zeh and how that connects, right? But what the Rambam is basically saying is that the state of nature is that things will fall apart. That's why the Rambam, I think, inverted the Gemara. Because the state of nature involves our human nature, right, of shochchen es ha'emes v'avali ha'zman, the hevel v'arik, asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil, that can't possibly save us. So the state of nature is for things to unfortunately descend. But there is somebody, the tzaddik yisod olam, who can be the source of tshuva v'hatzala, who can step into the breach by doing a mitzvah achas. So it's a dramatic and I think highly consequential inversion of the simple language of the Gemara. The Rambam is stressing just how precarious things can really, really be. And because things are so precarious, we have an obligation. It's not really true. It's unlikely that everybody's hanging in the balance, but to convince ourselves of the gravity of the matter and how not only our spiritual destiny, but the spiritual destiny of the world hangs in the balance, right? It's ro'oi lasos kein, right? We have to think in these terms. Sarach chol adam shir atzmo kol hashana kula kilo chatzio zakei v'chatzio chayev v'chein kol ha'olam kulo chatzio zakei v'chatzio chayev, and to consider our responsibilities to the rest of the world. And that's where we began the parak, with this idea that we have to understand that we're not only part of our own cheshbon, but we're part of multiple cheshbonos, and that we have an enormous responsibility in that regard. So it's certainly incumbent upon us, the Rambam says, Tzarech kol adam sheyir es atzmo, to understand ourselves very much along these lines.